I never said that. No one ever no one ever said that. Only you're bringing that up.
All right, you lot, we are back on Waffling. Boys, I got catfished.
Wait, what?
So,
you know that MILF?
I thought you met her.
Her son was typing.
The whole time?
The whole time.
Yes. Wait, so you were...
The mum would send, sorry, my son got my phone. No, but he was...
So basically, she did at the beginning slide in my DMs a woman met in a supermarket whose son asked for a photo, slid in my DMs, and genuinely... We had a bit of back and forth.
Yeah, no, you did, yeah.
No, trust me, we did. Because she sent a little picky.
Oi, oi.
Yeah, that's how I know. But what I'm saying as well is there's a few times where I've been having naughty chats.
No. Wait.
So that...
Yo, this kid's a wrongin'. This kid's
dodgy, mate. Dodgy kid.
Yeah, firstly, why is he sexting you?
I don't know. I don't know. Awful. I've been saving that for this moment. Right?
That's fucked.
Yeah, it's fucked. Very fucked.
What sort of things? Can you, read us anything?
Can
we hear some of the conversations?
No, well, I mean, I don't... Okay. On my birthday, they asked... Well, they, I don't know which one it was.
This is so fucked.
Oh, God. Asked me to go on a walk on my birthday. She's like, oh, do you want to go for a walk? But apparently it was him. On her phone.
What does he expect?
I don't know. I don't want to talk. I don't know why I brought it up. Forget it. Another thing before we really crack on with the show is, have any of you lot ever had DMs? Like, you've been DMing a girl and she's put it on her story, like what you've put, or like a private story.
No, something like that. No,
we
don't get this. You get this pretty much every day. We'll log on to the Waffling Instagram. Oh, boys, yeah.
Do you like hot tubs? That was the last one.
Yeah, basically.
How do they know about the hot tub?
Okay, so basically, I was having a conversation around the time of getting my hot tub. I now have a hot tub, by the way.
What do you use that for?
Nah, just like, not partying, just like my bubble. So we're just getting it. Anyways, so I slipped into conversation, do you like hot tubs? to a young individual, not young.
Of age.
Oh, yes, I say young, just... A young individual, a person, a girl, right?
Wait, was that your opening line?
No, no, it was actually just like chatting about it. Anyways, okay. She then took that, put it on her private story. I'm getting then DM'd by multiple geezers, one being Luke, saying like, oh, have you seen this, buddy?
Yeah, because I was getting DM'd from obviously her mates, just like, oh, ask Joe if he likes hot tubs. And I was like, what are they on about?
Inside Joe.
Yeah. So now I just keep getting asked, oh, do you like hot tubs, Joe?
And it's just going to be a select group of people.
What do you think the reason is for her doing that? Do you think it's like, oh, look, Joe Weller sliding in my DMs? Or is it just like, or is it just a pure like, is she trying to embarrass you?
I believe it went on the private story, but she's probably like, oh, it's only a private story full of a few people that I know. Surely that's not going to go anywhere. She doesn't realise that everyone on that story is print screening that, sending it to their mates, and then their mates. And yeah, and then eventually, obviously, I get baited out. But look, I'm just another geezer like all of you lot that slides in DMs like we all do.
A lot of them.
Yeah, you've got to respect the hustle.
Like, it's got respect. Game's the game.
Game is the game, except when we get DMs saying, lads, do you mind letting Joe know that...
What, buddy? Well, let him know what, lad?
This individual on TikTok.
What? What? Say it with chest, bruv. Come on, lad.
Joe, no, he's following this girl on TikTok that's not 16.
No, bruv, that's bollocks. That's bollocks there.
No, but we get these
that's
DMs.
That's bollocks
we
there.
Get
no, that's bollocks.
We get the DMs.
That's bollocks, bruv.
I think you
that's
do.
Bollocks.
You do.
I don't, bruv. I ain't following no one under 18. Oh. Unless I think, that's what I think.
No.
What is it?
So this. There has been the odd case, but there's definitely no mention of age in their profile. And once we do tell you, you do always say, fuck, I'll unfollow them.
Yeah, but listen, I don't, if this is where it's fucked, right?
No, this is fucked.
Because this ain't just me.
Yeah,
it's like,
it happens
you,
all over the
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, like, surely it should almost be like a passport system where it's like you have to see this person's actual age and whatever on social media. Because anyone, I could make myself look 12 on social media from a certain angle. Do you know what I mean?
It's just like the same as they say you have to be 13 to have what you do. You have to be 16 to get on, I don't know, TikTok. Yeah. Like, you just... You put in a date.
Oi, but this is part of a wider problem on the internet. If you look at the racist abuse, obviously towards like football players.
Yeah.
If people were having to actually sign up with like official identification,
yeah,
that's going to stop that
eliminates everything.
How easy is it for a guy to essentially become a pedo because he's sexting a 14-year-old who has said and looks 18?
Well, yeah.
Like, that is so easy.
100%.
What a great topic to open.
Anyways, well, good about fucking waffling. But yeah, bottom line is, look, I'm a good man. I'm not dodgy. If any of that is ever in the line, like for example, that girl putting that thing on her story. That's the thing. Like,
it's her private Instagram.
But as in, how old is someone to go and do that? I.e., like that
is
shows
that
a lack
that
of
a
maturity.
Young person does.
Yes,
dodgy. This is the thing. Look, never go for anyone more than 2 years below your age.
That's exactly what you do. 23 and 23 and over.
Yeah. No, but they do. If you're looking for something serious, for sure, that the age difference is.
I have a question. I have a question for Joe.
What?
Before we ended all this waffling, were sort of coming to terms with the fact that you were like a man slag.
A man slag.
Yes.
Okay.
You were coming to terms with that. You were starting to get confident of the fact
that
you
were. I was basically, bruv, I was being a university student.
But with the benefit of no work. Are you still a man slag?
No.
You've got a girlfriend.
I've got a girlfriend. I have got a girlfriend.
Say it proud. Okay. Come on,
realistically, I don't have a girlfriend at all. But at the same time, I do.
But now, this... Are we safe to say that you're in a friends with benefits situation?
No. They have feelings for
I
each
love
other.
Her, mate.
What?
But you're not in a relationship. So neither of you can cheat on each other.
Now, look, realistically, we're all individuals that is owned by no one, right? This whole idea of relationships where you're tied down to someone because they say so, I don't believe in it. And you know that. But that's not me trying to be a dick. That's me just challenging our societal way of views.
But if she went and
I'm actually embarrassed myself.
If she went and shagged a bloke,
I'd be heartbroken, man. Heartbroken.
So do you not think there's like some... like you can challenge like...
Yeah.
Societal norms.
Basically,
but...
you lot. As we all know, this whole entire thing where we are right now, this is my personal therapy sessions. Obviously... each of us take different things from it. But without having this for a few months, like it's now all hitting me. I've really needed this. And it's like...
We could see some tears.
No, yeah. Like
in a release sort of
it's
way.
It's like an intervention.
Yeah. Oh yeah, now it is.
Do you think that me and Theo are sort of like, not keeping you grounded in the sense that your head's in the cloud, but like sort of pull you back down to earth in...
Yeah, it's good for me.
But I don't mean like an arrogant way. We're just keeping you...
It's even just having that routine and just like getting around and talking with your mates like this, whether you've got a problem or whether it's positive stuff, it's really healthy to talk like this.
Yeah, it is.
And obviously I've been doing a lot of, you know, practicing my DJing, enjoying other people's presence and having a good time, but not, I mean, to be fair, no, we have reflected, but this is different. Mm-hmm. You know, you're my mates from school, completely different point of view. And yeah, it is definitely good for me. And that's why I'm glad we're back. But, never shot anyone?
No, I think it's safe to say we've all missed this, haven't we?
Yeah.
100%. And obviously, as you can tell, we've really put our heart and soul into transforming the studio. We have got a waffling logo that is going to be going right above Luke, which is going to be light up. Like, it's going to be neon. It's going to be sick.
That's going to be
do a lot to help out.
Did fuck all, mate.
Did fuck all. But the one thing I will say, I'm so proud of you boys.
Go on.
Is the walls.
What about him?
The soundproofing, you've absolutely hit the nail on the head. Because I know how much of a bitch they are.
Yeah.
Especially the video.
That took us fucking
the
hours.
The video when you spent hours putting it up. And then Joey came back in the room and it all fallen down.
Literally. And that happened over and over again. But look, I am going to move on to something very, very interesting. It's kind of along the lines of what we just said. Right. Because I've had this during the time that we've been away.
Excuse me.
And then we are going to come into to some of your guys' questions just after this. But I just want to ask, have you ever been treated differently because you have followers or because you're a public name? Especially Luke nowadays.
That's
recently changed.
He's a big influencer now.
No, he is.
Have you seen his stories?
Bangs it. Yeah,
annoyingly big, actually.
But what I'm saying is that I was told by someone that they wouldn't be seen like publicly with me or like even get... post to me because it's intimidating how many followers I have.
Wait, what?
So it's actively being like I'm going to treat you differently because you have you have followers. It's like a form of almost discrimination.
Oh, I guess now, it is. Yeah.
What now? And I actually felt like, oh, what the fuck? Why are you not treating me just like a human?
It's like, oh, that's a strange one.
It's quite scary. You know, it's just scary because you have all these followers. No, it's not real.
That's a like, dodgy that's person just, to say that.
But then you see that person and you're like, everything about them is all about social media. It's almost like they're living in that world.
Mate, that's a different generation, though. That's what they're growing up to be.
Oh, bruv, don't. She's 22.
No, she's
She was 20, bruv, she's 22.
That's what she told you. That's what she told you.
No, bruv, I know her buddies at uni. They go to Sussex Uni.
Oh, they're at uni. Yeah, but even so, like, we're lads, I don't want to break it to you. We're getting on a bit.
I'm 25.
Yeah, it's bad. And that, even like 4 years ago, like below us, they're a different generation of just pure social media.
Yeah, really. Because at least we were sort of eased into it.
We were
it,
on the cusp, whereas,
Whereas, like, I say like 3-4 years below, I don't really think they would have had a phone that didn't have 3G.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Think about it. Like, we were knocking about school with Nokias.
So you lot, right? So would you, if you found out someone, you've not really been a fan of them or whatever, but you met them, if they turn around and it was like, oh, they've got 2 million followers on Instagram, are you instantly like, oh shit, that's intimidating? Because it gets on paper, you're like, okay, whoa, I don't just want to be another schmuck that just panders to them, or I don't know.
I guarantee that happens a lot.
I often, pretty much everyone I meet treats me, not positively, but sometimes negatively, because I've got followers on my name, and I'm like, mate, I'm just literally a human, bro.
To an extent. Can you understand it?
I do to an extent understand it. But then when it's like, okay, you've hung around me for like a little bit, surely you realise I'm just some like, I'm
a very weird guy.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm just
when
like,
you first said that, I thought you were not going down that route. I thought you'd go another way. You get treated differently, which we all have probably.
Oh, as in like, Mr.
You
Joe,
get benefits. That's what I thought you were going to go and say.
That's what I'm saying, like, people probably often would assume. But as in like, recently, there's been a few things where I'm like, well, that's like, like I say, in a bit of a discriminative way, where it's like, I'm going to treat you negatively based on who you are rather than it being a positive. And I just thought it was quite an interesting one.
No, I think I have had that. I couldn't name a chance or a place when that's happened, but I've definitely had where you get treated differently, but you'd rather, like, say, for example, you're doing a task. Oh, don't worry about this one. Go sit down. Like,
as in where, like, people sort of pussyfoot around you.
Yeah, just like, come on, fucking treat me like a normal
person. Wait, so how have you sort of resolved things with this individual?
Oh, well.
Gave a right good ragging, didn't you?
What?
You did. You punished her.
No, come on.
Scared me now.
I just sort of enjoyed my life. I just said my thing to her. I just said what we've been saying here. I just made a point of it. In fact, I'm just going to actually quickly show you something I brought. So I got a new game for the like little gatherings I have with my support bubble. it's called, really, Do or Drink.
What?
I was thinking maybe we could play.
Okay.
No, but this one. So imagine you're at like.
You're trying to shag us.
Imagine you're at one of my parties, but I don't have parties with anyone other than my support bubble. So it'd be things like, for example. So if I just hold that.
It's Karma. Is this a Karma Sutra game?
Pick someone to act out this position with.
What sort of parties are these?
Why are you bringing this up with a...
So this was just on Amazon, mate.
So you're bringing this up with a bunch of blokes in the same room?
Well, yeah, I just thought it was quite a good thing. Like, look, play Nervous.
I just thought it was a really fun game to play with you guys.
Look, successfully freestyle rap for 20 seconds.
Oh, so it's not sexual.
It's not just... Okay, yes, granted, the next one is do 69 with the person to your left. But
no, it's not.
Well, it's exactly what it is.
What happens if, like...
How does that work after a sweaty party?
Wait, what happens if Elliot's to your left?
No. This. Oh, no, this one says...
Then you'd have to drink.
Pick someone or do or drink or finish your drink. So I thought it was quite a good game, though.
Go on, do one.
No, it's like, let someone spank your bottom while repeating the phrase, harder, daddy, harder. Or drink. Come on, Theo, do you want to do it on me, buddy? Make your ass jiggle like a porn star.
When you're older.
What's this game called? Just ask.
Do you reckon you'd be part
of
like...
Do drink on Amazon.
Do you reckon you'll be part of like a swingers club?
What?
Oh, that's your dream.
What are you talking about?
You know, like...
Wait, are you part of a swingers club? You are.
Do you like group sex?
How many orgies did you have this lockdown?
Orgies is like loads of people.
Yes. How many? What's the ratio?
It's like four people, isn't it?
So two boys, two girls. And did you ever... Wait, have you?
What?
Over this lockdown, what, mate? Have you experimented?
With boys?
Yeah.
No. Well, you think I'm gay now?
I never said that. No one ever, no one ever said that. Only you're bringing that up.
Right, so you think gay and lesbian, what?
No, I think, have you? Hey, no, come on.
No. Fair no. enough. What, have you?
Nah. No, have you? First one. Did it for the camera. No, I haven't.
Now, guys, we have got a little mention from our big dons. That's right, it's Manscaped. They've loved us. And they've loved you. And guess what they've got, Theo?
Oh, yes. What have they got?
The Lawnmower 3.0. Now this, right, we've all been in the shower trying to cut our balls and cock with a razor. Tell me, am I right? I'm right.
It's awful. It's awful.
And we've not only tried that, but we've tried to cut ourselves with a beard trimmer, sort of like out worst. Of the shower.
It never ends well.
It goes all over the floor as well. Fuck that. Anyways, here, the Lawnmower 3.0, not only can you do it in the shower, it's not going to cut your bollocks. And it's got a light.
Mate, the light so is a banger.
You can see he shaves his ass with
I
it.
I do.
Do you know what I mean? So, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get you guys a nice 20% off and free shipping with the code WAFFLIN, right? WAFFLIN, as you can see. The quiet stroke. So if you want... It's like me. Yeah, if you want to do it and have no one really know, well, guess what? It's not that loud. Like, mate, this thing is ideal.
I'm not going to lie.
Luke's favourite bit about it is...
Oh, mate, right. So they sent us these packs.
Yeah.
Big packs. Like, you can purchase them. It's called, like, the perfect kit or something. Mate, they sell, like... They come with this thing called the shears.
The shears.
And it's like shears? It's like this, like, pucker little metal wallet with leather full of, like, tweezers, nail scissors.
So you can look after everything.
Everything oh my you God. Need.
This is amazing. So guys, go to manscaped.com. Use the code WAFFLIN. Get 20% off free shipping and you're getting all of this stuff.
Oh, yes.
They literally will all the grooming needs that you need. They've got you covered. Do what's right. Continue watching the show and then get yourself some of it.
And it supports us.
It just does. That is finally. The biggest thing as well. We've got support. Anyways, back on with the show.
Woo.
Woo. What now then? Should we move on to some people's questions that you've all sent in? Remember, you guys can send in your questions. AskJoeTheo@gmail.com. And
not only Joe and Theo.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and Buddy Boy here. Who, by the way, has been promoted. You see where he's sitting? Like, he's on the throne. He's on the main seat.
I bet you people still get my name wrong.
Okay, what's his name? Quickly comment, what's his name right now? Because what did you get called recently?
So it was all about, I think it's when like we were having the breakup.
Yeah.
And someone commented like, fuck Joe, Theo and Jake can go and do their own podcast.
Jake?
You know, Jake.
It's me. It's Jake the Jenner.
But look, I think this is a good one. Ready? So me and my girlfriend have been dating for over a year now. And we have a very healthy relationship. About a month ago, we found out that we are having a baby. Woo! We're very excited. But yesterday, my nan told me that she could be my cousin. I obviously didn't believe it, but the thought was stuck in my head. I started asking other relatives, and it turned out she is my second cousin. What do I do? Wait, I love her and want to keep the baby.
But it's fucked. Wait.
Let me know, Theo. What? Let me know, Theo.
Wait. Did she say my man or my nan?
Nan.
My nan.
Nan.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, it's turned out your current girlfriends are your second cousins. You've made them pregnant. What are you doing now then, mate?
Right, so obviously, we've had this discussion before that cousins is wrong.
Is it though? No?
If you're about to start trying to defend second cousins is absolutely fine.
No, incorrect. So I agree. I think like all cousins are wrong, but... These people are about to have a child with each other.
Yeah, so basically, imagine, and put it in like this. So they love, her girlfriend. They love each other, like you love your girlfriend. So imagine that. And you've just been told by me, your nan, that she is your cousin. What are you doing, mate? Come on, buddy.
Oh, it's hell.
Hurry
it's,
up.
It's hell.
You're doing it, aren't you?
I'm
You're doing
I'm
it.
I'm gone.
You yeah, are no, more incest. No, well, you're no. leaving.
Yeah, but then
after all this time,
the kid.
Yeah, but then Janine's
like, be born cross-eyed with five toes.
What's wrong with cross-eyed?
What's wrong with cross-eyed?
Oh no, that's really fucked up. I really wish that the nan said something before they got pregnant.
Yeah, in fairness, why is she left it until after
the nan's really fucked this situation massively.
She should have. She should have just kept it to herself.
How have she kept it quiet for all these years? By the way,
well, you know, I mean,
you know, sometimes there's like things that are better left unsaid.
No, I think it's got to the point where they just have to accept that they're incest.
Just don't tell anyone.
They have to accept it. They have to accept. Look, the deed is done. Game's the game. You got to get on with it.
Game's the game.
Maybe a cousin, but you have to be.
Both of you are doing that then.
You have to accept it.
Yeah, both of you are having
the
baby.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
This is the way.
Well, this is the next interesting one because it's called squirting issues. And this is actually an interesting one because I have a buddy that is currently experiencing this with someone a lot. And it's invigorating him. But this person says differently. Ready? Hello, lads. This girl I've been seeing keeps sending me squirting videos. Oh. I find it really disgusting. But I can't tell her that. It's like a leaky hose. Oh. And the videos go on for a good 15 seconds. What do I tell her? It's seriously not intriguing. It looks like a human water slide. Any advice to her? Thanks, guys. Joe, you're so funny. P.S. Baker has a Tic Tac head.
Oh, that's out of order.
Yeah. Wait, so basically, if
fuck
if,
you.
So a girl sends you squirting vids. Does that turn you on? Squirting?
I mean, not really. I've never really experienced it.
Where does it come from?
What is it?
Mate, I think it comes from the piss hole. Comes from that hole.
Is it wee or is it water or is it spunk?
What is it? Does anyone know what it is?
That is actually like we're 25. We don't know what it is.
No.
I've seen it many times.
What, does your girl do it?
No, on Pornhub, I've seen it many times.
Well, do you like that shit?
No, but it's obviously come up. You're telling me you've never seen a squirting female on Pornhub?
Yeah, you've seen it.
I've never seen it live in the flesh.
Wait, really?
I'm looking at this happening right now and I'm seeing it. I've never seen that.
Boys, I'm under the impression it is like borderline impossible and very few women can actually...
My mate will do it with a girl that he's seeing literally off a quickie. 5 minute quickie and just from penetration through nothing else. And I'm like, some girls maybe can, some maybe can't.
But if you can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, but do you think that's down to him? Like, do you reckon he's got a magic
cock? I don't know.
That's a her problem.
I don't know.
I think it's a her thing.
Game's a game, really.
It's the game.
Wait, and this turns him on. Like, he likes it.
Well, it's nice to know that you can, I mean, it's a sign of you've pleasured the woman, right?
Wait, so, is that her coming?
Is it?
Mate, I don't know. I'm dead.
It's fucking clear.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery, isn't it?
It's not like something that happens normally. Like, if you were sleeping with a girl and it happened, you'd be like, what the fuck is... She's pissed herself. Because it would be so
But like, when you're on Pornhub and you see it, it's just...
When we get him on the pod...
It's excessive. Oh my God!
When we get him on the pod...
But can he be clued up? Like, can he ask her, what is it?
I'll ask her.
Can you tell him to do some research, though?
I'll ask him to do research.
Excessive research. Loads of
and film it and send it...
What?
Anyways,
but this geezer is in a really tricky situation because he despises it.
No, but if you think about it, right, and this is just me being straight up, if you were to do, like, it depends how she's filming it, right, if you're going really close up, I'm sorry, close up to any human body part looks vile. Like, really fucking in there, no? No?
No, I'd agree. Like, and also...
Even so, we love vagina, right? But you go really close up, like, still, like it's a bit like... Oh,
it's also...
Do you know what I mean? No?
If someone...
Yes or no?
No, I agree. If someone sends you also...
Tits quite nice.
If someone sends you a picture of their vagina anyway, you're not like, oh, yeah, great. You're like...
Well, it depends. It depends on the angles.
All right, mate.
But... Wait. So what would you rather? Like a picture?
Look at this vagina.
Would you rather?
Delete.
Would you rather your girlfriend send you a picture of her ass or?
Yeah, but you like ass.
Yeah,
he lost my anal virginity.
Hey!
No, I.
How was it?
No, Vial? Not on me.
Wait, no one said anything about that. No one said you were getting done up the ass.
No, because no one was shoving anything up my ass.
No one said that.
Okay, but I just want to make it clear.
But they did put a finger up my butt.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't do that. They didn't do that.
Yes,
no,
mate, there is literally 100 latex gloves.
Guys, no, that's for something else. Guys,
what was it for?
Look, no, I said I would never do anal.
Did you throw up?
No.
Did you love it?
It was quality.
I knew it would be.
What changed? What made you change your mind?
Oh, felt really, pretty promiscuous and naughty.
Yeah.
She bring it on? Did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Had she done it before?
Yeah.
Tips. Actually, we get quite a lot of we get quite a lot of emails and questions asking, A, how could I persuade my girlfriend to have anal with me? Well, sometimes it takes a talk. And B, what tips do you have for doing it?
Yeah, come on, Mr. Fucking...
How did you get her to agree to it?
I know exactly how he did it.
What was the procedure when you were doing it?
I know exactly how you
did it. Well, how did I do it then, Theo?
Forced her down.
Forced her down.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Consensually.
Consensually.
I didn't force her down.
Did you ask?
I was in fucking missionary, boys.
Wait, really?
It was in missionary?
Yes.
Wait,
Yeah.
How did you get around there?
Quali.
How did you? But you got a tiny cock.
No, yeah. It's a thing as well.
How did that?
I actually don't have a tiny knob. I've been told multiple times now to stop saying that because it's like you're painting something out that just isn't factual.
But do you to someone, think, you were their fifth largest.
You know what we were saying, right? Is it took us a while to get this video up and running because you were freezing a little bit.
Okay, so boys and girls, to just clear what you're saying, we went to do like a few we went to start the show and I just froze. I was literally like, I was like, oh wait, I can't do it. Like, I was tripping over my words and I literally was almost having a borderline panic attack. And I said, look, this is what sometimes happens sexually. This is what happens when I'm playing football matches. In the boxing, same thing. I get this thing where I freeze and it's literally my body just shuts down and I can't operate. I just need to take a second to relax.
So do you think that you constantly play this I've got a tiny knob card to the point where everyone now, pretty much everyone knows that you do have a small cock. Yeah, yeah.
Assumes, is under the impression.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's that photo.
So,
what photo?
Yeah, but only we've seen the photo.
What, from Zanti when I'm freaking in half? When, if anyone's like this, mate, like...
Mate, I wasn't talking about that one.
Oh.
No, I was talking about the photo in Cornwall.
What's that one?
Oh, where it looks like your camel toe. Photo.
Oh, that's irrelevant.
But wait, what I'm trying to say is, do you think that you plant that seed into people's heads so that then... In theory, they never will be disappointed. Because if they do go down there and they're like, ah, oh, it's small. Well, I knew that anyway. But then they could go down there and be like, wow, no, this is a surprise.
I've never had someone go, yeah, that's actually a small cut.
Well, no, that would be a bit mean.
No, straight up. I get on a level with people, mate.
But they haven't said it to
but
you.
But also what you're doing, Joe, is...
I've heard people say it when I don't have... I haven't had a fully erect cock, so they think that that's my erect cock, mate.
I've heard an individual say
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the same
one?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't have an erect cock, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
No, she...
Straight up.
But what?
I was thumbing in a flaccid. Ever had to do that?
I have.
Hope for the best.
I have.
Mate, that's what that was. Look, realistically, me fully... What was he doing? Me fully performing...
That's the worst saying I've ever heard.
I just thumbing a flaccid, isn't it?
Fucking horrible.
Thumbing a flaccid.
No, because like... If,
no, it is brutal, isn't it? Like, you're trying.
Wait,
so
me fully performing, there ain't a single person under the sun leaving unhappy. Okay, I'm joking.
But what I'm saying is, if you go into the experience saying, I've got a small cock, they're expecting a small cock, then they'll be like, oh, okay, it's actually bigger than I thought.
I will say there's an element. That is probably the reason why I do it. Like, oh, yeah, everyone, I've got a small knob. And then secretly, turns out...
It's bigger than they thought.
It's quality. Okay, it's not massive, granted. But
borderline average.
A bit below. But it's going to be fun if you let it be.
Let it be.
I'm not a slag.
Anyways,
anyways, back to the actual topic.
Yeah.
This anal.
Yours. How
did you like, were you like, yes, I done it afterwards? Because.
Well, yeah, no, it was good. It was, you know what? You know what you say about why you like it, about that taboo element, and it's like naughty in that sense. Yeah. That's what I felt. Really, really, really.
Have you discovered?
I wasn't thinking about Luke. No, I was just sort of like, I was really thinking, I was like, I get it now, because it was sort of like, this is totally not meant to happen.
Have you had experiences where you've sort of shagged and there's sort of been like other people in the house and you've been like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, but I like the fact that it's going on.
Okay. So there was a...
Build it.
No, a good little while ago, actually. Like, I think, 2018, something like that. I had sort of like plumbers. I think it was like plumbers and builders. It was good. Yeah, definitely 2018.
Definitely.
I was still in bed with my girlfriend.
In 2018.
Okay, she wasn't a girlfriend. Person I was seeing.
You're cheating on your girlfriend.
No, I wasn't cheating on my girlfriend. Basically, yeah, like it excited me that there was
people. Men.
No, there's fucking people that we could get caught.
Lots of blokes opposite your door.
But what were you, like, were you hoping that you maybe got caught? Like, what would you have actually done if they walked
game.
In?
That is the game. The game is, you're not hoping you get caught, but if you get caught...
Wait, I thought the house shook when you were...
No, this is the other thing, boys. Regarding the house shaking, I've now got fucking proof, right? My side of the house, the fucking floor has dropped from the... And it...
No way you believe this.
Fucking listen to me now. I've had multiple evidence, multiple people say, boys, that the house is shaking when you're doing your thing. But not only that, the fucking floor, the shower... in the ensuite from the grout has gone away and made a gap so that it makes leaking onto the ceiling
so
in the
kitchen.
So
it's not the excessive water hitting the grout, it's the shagging.
No, there's not, no.
So if I go into your bedroom, you're telling me the fucking floor is like face down like that.
Look at the ensuite, go in the ensuite, bro.
There's a spirit level over there, trust me,
and the fucking plumbers, that also came the other day, we're like, fucking hell, we need to sort this out. I wonder what's causing it. And I was like, well, let me tell you, son.
It's quite strange that you're getting all this like flooring problem in a room that's constantly wet, moist, room.
No, because it's the whole of the top floor. because no one's in this side. This is the
difference at all.
No, this is the podcast room. Anyways, you're never going to believe me. I said what I said. And that's just how it is. Do you think that once you're over the age of 18, you should be able to use pictures from when you're not 18 on dating apps?
Oh, that's a dodgy.
That is dodgy, isn't it? Because imagine me, I've just turned 18, but there's a picky of me when I'm 16 with my top off. That's me advertising being a 16-year-old geezer, but I'm not 16.
Say these dating apps say you have to be 18 to be on the app, and the day you turn 18, you don't have any photos of you when you're 18, do you? So you have to use photos when you're younger. So then you're looking at an underage person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Dodgy, that's mate. And think how many...
I think the law is we've 16, is it not, to look at...
Yeah,
on a date.
You look at a photo. No. You look at a photo of anyone of any age.
No, but we've definitely.
Yeah, I know, but like a sexually explicit photo.
Yeah, we've definitely spoken about that before.
There's not going to be sexually explicit photos on dating apps.
Oh, then.
No, but you talk about a picture of you with your top off when you're 16. Is that sexually explicit?
Only if you're thinking about it, mate. Only if you're turning it sexual.
No, but something like that is it? If a woman had their top off in a picture. That would be sexually explicit,
it's just
right?
A bikini, isn't it? Bikini's a bikini. It's not sexual. It's just a swimming costume.
What? So, so essentially, at a picture, like this is based on that logic, looking at a picture of a 15-year-old in... No, this is fine. 16-year-old, okay, we'll go for that. In underwear is terrible, but in a bikini, it's fine.
But that's the same of any age. That's the same with like a 40-year-old mum. Like she could be wearing a bikini... That's fine at a beach, but if she's in her underwear at a beach, that's mental.
Yeah, but why is that? It's the same.
That is peculiar, isn't it?
But why don't we all just go around naked? Like, why don't we just normalise it?
When are you going to go to a nudist beach?
Should we do it for a waffling special? Why don't we do this?
Wait, hang on a sec. Don't try and drag me.
Guys, now you're going to be interested when I say this part. We do it waffling pay-per-view. We charge £2. £2, mate. That's what? Fucking not even a Starbucks. Yeah? £2. And it's Weller going to a nudist beach and doing a podcast with the boys.
Right, but you realise...
So let me get this straight.
What?
You want us to get naked on a public beach and film it with everyone around us who'll be walking past naked.
Yeah, and we put it on like OnlyFans or some shit.
So we're filming people naked without their permission.
No, it's me and you.
What about the janitor and the public?
I got sacked for that video.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's in like, imagine we could do like.
It sounds
like
you just want to get naked with the boys.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah, like, are you comfortable?
No, that sounds like a horrible
idea.
But
you're not comfortable to get naked with the boys. So you're telling me you've never showered with a boy?
All right, Theo, for the next year, I'll give you all the waffling income that I get if you do.
£12.
If you do every podcast naked.
Whoa, calm down.
You like, do every podcast naked.
I'm not saying that. I'll ask you a simple question. You've never showered with a boy naked?
No.
That's a bit weird.
You've never showered with a boy. With a boy.
What, you tell me you've never... No. No, you've never got in a shower at a football match naked with a, your fucking teammates.
Yeah, you never
I've seen Steven Gerrard's knob.
Exactly. What? What?
Thanks, you know, when you shower at Wembley Cup, isn't it?
I saw it.
Do you just get naked and hop in the showers?
Yeah.
See, I could not do that.
But you can't go for a toilet around people's houses.
Nah, that's true.
JJ Cocho came in the shower with Poet. Poet came in the shower. I literally left the shower.
Why?
Well, because he had a massive schlong.
I've never seen anything bigger in my life.
Are you embarrassed?
Poet's cock. No, it was just off putting.
You kept bringing it up every time you saw him. Anyways. What do you think about the honesty?
The honesty?
Yeah, it's like the honesty of just saying how you fucking feel.
Is there any way forward?
No, because like, I've noticed that a lot of people don't do that, buddy.
What do you mean?
As in, like, I'll be with this like new group of mates that I've made. You know, new mates. like, when I come out and say, yes, I used to slip off to the toilet of my friend's house and pleasure myself.
What? Are you saying that the honesty there...
Yeah, because we do, like, you know, in the party games, like, say something embarrassing you used to do. They'd be like, I you know, went and bought a fucking this, that and the other. Wait. But I will just say honest, and I come out on this show every week, well from now on, and I'll literally say too much. And I'm sitting here right now reflecting, going, bro, am I exposing myself a bit too much here?
Who cares?
Who fucking cares?
Is that, like, what are you going
to
do?
Do you know what I mean? And this is what I'm trying to say, okay, right? But call yourself fruity, call yourself whatever you want. I think if you're being your true self, that is when you're going to be most at peace. Any pantomime you're putting on, trying to look, you know, fit in so that people don't judge you, you're going to be living a very exhausted life.
No one can take the piss out of someone who takes the piss out of themselves.
Exactly, mate.
Hence, trust me on that one.
Yeah, but that's
don't rush to me.
But you know, like when you used to be scared of me and Luke, like at school.
Terrified, mate.
No, you know when you were like, because basically
I was more popular at school than that's how it was.
So basically, me and Luke were from like the popular One Direction gang, losers. We thought we were cool. We were losers.
Well,
you
was the actual
were from,
cool one.
Yeah, you were from the actual loser group, but really, look at you, the cool one.
Basically, if I didn't play football, it could have been curtains for me. But is the that is
but
true,
everyone
though.
Did think you were going to be a virgin for a long time. That's true.
When you start that sentence, I honest to God thought you were going to say, everyone did think you were going to be a professional footballer.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. Well, no, we always thought Sid Nichols was going to be the professional one.
Me? I genuinely thought it was going to be me, but I now know that it was never going to be me.
Are you glad that, because I was actually reading this thing earlier, right?
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay.
He was good, wasn't he?
He used to play for Rangers, and his dream was to play for Rangers. Yeah. He was in their youth squad.
Yeah.
He got smacked up by injury, then just dropped, released. But he claims that failure is what drove him to where he is today.
Yeah.
So this, 100%, that is what I'll say about like pursuing YouTube, right? Because my whole life leading up to the age of 12, 13 was literally about being a footballer. That is all I wanted to do, and I knew that I had the ability, I could have done it, right? Belief. Then when that all fucked up, but not only due to my lack of ability, because genuinely, like I at the age of 12, like people weren't playing like Messi. It was like I had the ability to compete with those guys. It was my mental state that was letting me down. Mental state that was letting me down and making me just freeze up. Like I said earlier, I'd freeze at games and just not show my ability. Then when it came to like the YouTube thing, I was like, I think that's why it worked so well, because it wasn't like you've got to perform at this particular moment and then that's it. It's like, no, you can artistically curate the piece of work that you want to do. Do a retake, edit it this way, do this, that and the other and make a piece of art. And I was like, this literally fits me so well and I absolutely ran with it. And if I didn't fail then, I wouldn't have reached the heights that I have with YouTube and music and everything that I have done since.
Yeah, I think you actually... one of the lucky ones that you got rejected at 12, 13.
Yeah.
The amount of kids that get rejected at 21.
Yeah.
And that, or 20. We know someone who got rejected at 21, 22.
What, camp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah, but
your whole life has been, like, when you're in the reserves or under 23s, in your head, you're making it. Or at least you're going non-league. You're making some form of career.
Yeah.
The amount of kids that get rejected, I have nothing.
We were speaking about this, though, because you were telling us about that NFL show that you're watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And how the youth system in England does just, well, Britain or whatever, just chews kids up and then shits them out.
Yeah, it's really bad, actually.
Whereas What was it you were saying about?
So in America, it's the only way you can make it into, say, the NFL is if you go through a college system. You have to get your grades. You have to get a certain GPA, the grading system. Otherwise, you won't make it. Like, you won't get accepted into a Division I college without a certain academic level.
Which is so it's like, so getting into the football team is powered by education.
Exactly that.
Right.
Which is so good, because then you always have that to fall back on. Yeah. There you go.
Why isn't there that here?
Whereas in England, they've made it so it never used to be mandatory to go to college. Now it is. But even that is not...
Like, college football in here is not like, it's nothing special, is it?
Even uni football is shit.
They all just get fucked. Uni students are fucked.
Oh, morons.
Mate, they all do ket.
Do you not remember...
In Brighton.
Do you not remember the rugby team at college?
Wait, go on.
When they got removed from every competition after our teacher... after our teacher found out what happened on the initiation night.
What did they do on the initiation?
Like, you know how like rugby players are like fucked up a little bit.
Well, they drink piss and shit.
Yeah.
Very like, 87.
Apparently, the like caretaker of the facility they used came in the next day, and there was just human shit all up the wall.
Oh.
And the whole place was trashed, and that was initiation night.
What, putting shit on the wall?
Shitting up the wall.
That is what they do. I've heard.
And when he found out, removed him from every competition. And bear in mind, our college rugby team was. National, like they were going for national championship.
It's fucked though, because it's like that, like this sort of like lad culture where people think that doing like actually really weird shit is really funny. Like that fucking soggy biscuit game where like.
Yeah, what shit game that is.
Wait, surely you've never played that?
Yeah, with Stammerd and Saunders that time. But it is true.
What, like, played it?
Yeah. But it is true in the sense of like all of those uni initiations, even the women's like netball team, all of that. Hearing what they do is mad, and there will be people that will go into uni, like never touched a drug or anything like that, and are walking out 3 years later, like actual can't go out without ketamine, coke, Mandy, like just smashing it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's frightening. I actually spoke to a Scottish person. Apparently it's like in Scotland and in Essex, it's actually like ketamine is like cereal, mate. Everyone has it every day. But no, mate, they literally bash it. If you're from, like, Scotland or Essex, can you confirm or deny this? Because, like...
Wait, Essex is...
Apparently, it's like, everyone's on it, bruv. Everyone's absolutely smashing it. Well, I don't know. Yeah, obviously, they're on the bag as well, but it's just sort of like...
What I want to know
ketamine
is
rife.
Has this always been around? Because think back to, like, when you were 16, right? Like, you never really, like, imagined... That thing never crossed your mind?
What, ketamine?
Like, any like, sort... any.
Mate.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Well, I actually hate because I got spiked with it, so I haven't touched it since then.
Any form of drug, obviously, like now it's all you hear on a night out.
Yeah.
But you think, was that the same like when your parents were going out?
Oh, yes.
Or even back like...
Back in the day of our parents, it would have been more like LSD, weed.
Really?
Yeah, the Trek was a hefty one.
The Trek for LSD?
Yeah, and weed. Yeah.
Wasn't the trick like...
Weed's always been a thing, sort of. Always. Weed.
Since the dawn.
Mushrooms?
So would you say that during this period of, you know, absence from waffling, you've sort of, like, experienced different dimensions? You've gone to different places to try and open your brain?
I do believe that this lockdown has led to a lot of people experimenting with drugs, yes.
More specifically,
hallucinogenics.
They're the ones, yes.
Yeah.
And what has your experience been with it?
Quality.
Really?
Really, really.
Wait, you always talk about a place of there.
Yeah.
And then you look down upon myself. And
so basically, I believe, like, everything is a tool. Depends how you use it, right? Everything can be used as a tool, right? No, but, like, it's in literally, so this, right? So some people will go, any form of drug is bad. Some people, like, our parents would, like, a lot of them would be, you know, have this idea. But especially with something like magic mushrooms, I'd say that's been something that philosophically, in terms of like if you've got PTSD, you know, things like that, like can be very, very beneficial. Basically, very interesting. Learn a lot about yourself. Learn a lot about what is actually important. and just things like that. But obviously, until you do it, you probably find that quite comical and laugh at it. At least you see your face.
No, I know. I know. But, I find it funny to laugh at it because it's funny to laugh at it.
Yeah.
I have done it over in Amsterdam. I've tried
You've done truffles in Amsterdam. It's not mushrooms.
Professional mushroom.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, does it once? Gets the professional.
I'm just saying. But all right. Next conversation, mate. I can't be asked for one where you should take the piss.
No.
All right, mate.
Right. Confess who out of the group you would fuck, marry, and kill or drink four times.
There's only three of us. You can't fuck yourself.
Who would you fuck, marry, and kill out of us three?
Should they comment that?
Wait, guys, shag, marry, kill. Shag.
It's the same.
Oh, I was just talking loads of fucks in the comments.
Right, so only guys, if you're over 18.
Okay, yeah, if you're over 18, all of that jazz. Who would you shag, marry and kill out of the group? No. Comment down below now.
I know how this is going to go.
Well, how's it going to go, lad?
They're going to marry Luke because you're a level-headed twat. They're going to shag you because you're a prick. and they're going to kill me because I'm a waste of space. That's exactly what's going to happen.
I'll suck your mothers because...
I'm going to die.
Really? This is actually a sick game?
Yeah, it is.
Oi, guys, guess which player... has had anal sex.
Who is that?
And Will.
Will. Have you not, buddy pal?
Oh, don't give me this whole...
Have you not?
You did it 2 hours ago, no. Mate.
Jesus, bruv. I'm asking a serious question.
Jesus, bruv.
Like,
no.
Literally.
No,
you
I
haven't.
Have not.
Well, that's okay then. There's no need to get defensive.
Like to. I would like to.
Fucking cheesehead.
Cheesehead.
What is that new insult? Because you called me that.
Cheesehead. Well, you've got blonde hair, you say cheesehead, innit?
Cheesehead?
Quite offensive.
Let the person to your right give you a titty twist. Okay, we'll stop that. All right, then. What topics have you guys brought to the table today?
Have you seen the latest Lola Bunny?
Lola? Oh, what? They've taken my idol. Right, so she's obviously so fit.
Have we got pictures of before and after?
Okay, yeah, okay. I've got it right here.
Yeah, because I don't know if... Tom, I'm going to say, Tom, can you put it up?
She's basically been designed to look less figury.
She's been...
Less female.
She's been de-sexied. We can say that.
She's been de-sexified, yeah. And that was trending worldwide on Twitter. And once again, thanks to the Waffling Mafia, I believe it was maybe number one on Pornhub.
Oh, for fuck's sake, again.
Well, after our episode, mate, the number one search was Lola Bunny on Pornhub. You little dirty rotters.
Well, this is the thing, because, like... On one hand, I totally understand why they've done that. Completely get it.
Completely.
But making a point of it, well, then please take Superman's muscles away. Please take Batman's lovely ass away.
What?
Please take, do you know what I mean? Take every sexual body part of every superhero or character ever then.
That is,
like, do you know
Superman,
what I mean?
Superman has weirdly exaggerated abs.
Yeah, okay, but this is what I'm saying. It's like
that's a standard that we're thinking we have to sort of adhere to.
It's like you can't. Okay, no female is allowed to show any sexual prowess in cartoons anymore. Is that how it is?
Yeah. Also, I thought we were at the sort of turning point where it was like, well, we're encouraging that obviously females can be as sexual as males.
Yeah, we can all be as sexual as each other. And realistically, she was a lot of our icons growing up. I love her.
So will you be watching Space Jam 2?
Well, I didn't really watch the first one. I just knew her character.
Wait. So you fancy it, but you never watched the film?
Have I watched it? Is it with the one?
You probably have watched it.
But more
it's got
than,
Michael
more,
Jordan in it.
Yeah, I've watched it. But more than anything, what I'm saying is that I just think it's like, why?
It's strange because...
It's making a point of it.
Cartoon porn is booming at the moment.
But there's a lot of this. There's a lot of this thing where it's like stuff is just done for political correctness rather than it actually being done for an actual purpose. Like, what is that actually changing in the world? What's that changing?
Yeah, because there is something.
Tell me something now.
Talking more about Space Jam.
There is one
maybe
thing.
It was just, maybe
there's it was one just thing that I read lately about, and I'm not sure what the purpose of this was, so don't hold me to this, but... Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, wait, I saw this.
Is no longer... He's no longer Mr. Potato Head. He's,
what is he?
Well...
Well, he's a non-binary potato head.
They are just Potato Head.
Fuck yourself. Fuck yourself, mate. Fuck yourself. I hate that. And that's not me attacking... the whole, like, everyone does their thing, yeah, but changing characters that have been around for years, not with any valid purpose.
It was Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Yeah, like that. So,
but now it's just the potato heads.
What if, like,
am I right?
Is it not more about like bringing characters in that now represent?
That is a good point.
Rather than changing the history,
they should have adopted a potato head.
Yeah, why? Yeah, why don't they have?
Why couldn't they have had a genderless son?
Yeah, or like
a, you know, a genderless
son.
Just oh look, it's genderless baby
child.
Potato.
Genderless child.
Genderless. Yeah, genderless. Do you know what I mean? Like, why could down that route? I think all you're doing by changing, you know, characters that have been around for ages is aggravating small-minded people like me, who are literally, we love those characters just the way they are, and it's now morphing them into this sort of, like, conformative, political, correct and version. It just seems very forced and, like, it's not like this is actually going to be effective.
There's
it's
a better way of doing it.
Yes, yes. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like for people that are genuinely fighting for a real cause, which we're not denying.
Of course, yeah. I think
100%. Out there are people, obviously, like, these people need to be heard. But, yeah. Like what you say, doing things like this only aggravates the small-minded, maybe like ourselves, that then all it does is worsen the situation for those that are actually fighting for something real.
100%. Like, he's done it again. He said it just how we're all thinking it. Well done, Luke. But I think that's you know, in order to combat these things, you bring in new ideas, you don't try and change, and yeah, like you've said it. Because there is real people out there that are wanting to fucking, like, fight the battle of making, you know, people accept everyone for who they are.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Just like Piers Morgan doesn't for Meghan Markle, which has all been kicking off recently as well.
Oh, that was a fucking segue.
That was a good fucking segue, because you haven't actually seen the interview, have you?
Nope. Neither have I.
So
neither has any of us.
At one stage in the interview with Oprah, Meghan Markle says how she was suicidal at one point.
And
she said, she said to Prince Harry that she didn't want to be he said, you can't come to this event, like, because you're in such a bad state. Not like, well, we don't want to see you, but like, you know, you can't come, that's not good for you. And then she was like, I don't want to be left alone, like, I'm scared of what I'll do to myself. And then Piers Morgan, on Good Morning Britain, national TV, prime, well, I guess sort of prime time for that, like, they get huge viewers, says, oh, I don't believe her.
This is prime example of Caroline Flack. Everyone's going in on her.
It's a prime example.
Okay? Everyone said about Meghan, oh, she's acting. She ain't acting when she kills herself.
Yeah, like them.
Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone gave Caroline Flack abuse until she died, and they realised, oh my God, what the fuck have we done?
And then it happens to someone else, and it's just the same story. It's like,
the same cycle over and over
again.
And did you see the... So Josh Peters made a video where he got 4 or 5 political commentators to discuss the interview before they'd seen the interview. So the interview hadn't come out. They filmed it like 2 days before it came out, and they were asking the viewers on how the interview went.
Oh, and they were just lying, but making out as if they had seen it.
They were going to say the same shit, no matter if they'd seen the interview or not. And they were like, oh, yeah, Meghan Markle was just doing one of her greatest performances as an actor. She was acting. Like, and they were saying all this stuff about the couple, and they hadn't even done the interview. They're just chatting out of their arse because they're trying to show this one agenda.
Other than this being, like, a prime example of Piers Morgan being a fucking cunt, I want to, like... Obviously, someone that's been through or down that sort of road, how do you feel if, like, let's say, for example, and obviously this never happened, you in the build-up to the fight between you and KSI, he, like, released a video, like, Joe Weller's a fucking liar, like, he doesn't have depression, he never wanted to kill himself or whatever, like, how would that make you feel?
Well, if no, because obviously, you know, say for example, JJ representing the political people that have a lot of power, what they say, their agenda, everyone believes in them. So whatever JJ's saying, everyone believes in what he's saying. Yeah, it almost feels like, well, no matter how I'm going to be, people have got this perception of who I am, and it's a very, very negative one. Why do I even bother? Why am I even going to bother doing anything? Why do I bother living? Fuck this shit, I'm out.
The worst.
Do you know what I mean? I guess.
And,
that sort
and
of...
is it then not going to make you like, you're going to be like, well, I don't want to speak to anyone about this. Well, like, yes. You'd never want to talk about it because you'd just be like, oh, well, what if they just think I'm acting? What if he thinks I'm acting?
Yeah,
what if, like, my mum thinks I'm acting?
Yeah, yeah. It's just straight up like you can't, no matter how much she tries to be just a good, decent person like she clearly is, she's going to get this same shit.
It's the
And it's like, you can put that onto other things. So a lot of what she's, you know, the reason why she's getting treated the way she is, like, realistically, is racism.
Yeah, like,
right?
I could say,
like, this is what probably a lot of, like...
Something about their son, wasn't it? They were, the fat royal family was concerned about the colour of their child.
Yeah, but also we don't want to be spreading misinformation here. It was said that apparently that wasn't, like, the Queen or Prince Philip. It was someone within
the organisation. It's the firm.
What's the firm?
The firm is, like, the people that control the royal family. So obviously the Queen isn't just like in charge of everything. She has advisors, doesn't she?
Yeah, but I mean technically, they have to follow protocols.
Yeah, and what Harry was saying was it wasn't necessarily auntie, grandmother. Yeah, grandma. It was the people around her and the firm that were making all these decisions because they've ran it for so long.
But there was concerns raised about the colour of the baby's skin or like what it may be.
I did see the one where he was saying I was gonna go see her. And she, cancelled last minute, didn't she? And she's like, oh, I'm busy now this week.
Who?
The Queen. She kept making excuses not to see them or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's all a bit fucked.
Yeah, it is all fucked. And it just does make you think, like, no matter how much we as a collective population of the world try to fix things, are there just certain groups, small groups of people that actually run the world and it is just however they want it to be? And if they want... discrimination, segregation, people to hate each other, they're going to just
and
make
when
it
they
happen.
See people like Harry coming out, bearing in mind, Harry is, yes, he's a prince, but he's also fucking human. So yeah. And he's a human that his mother got murdered died, you know. Yeah. He had to carry his mother's coffin publicly down the road.
He followed it, didn't he?
Yeah. He then did, 10 years in Afghanistan? Was it 10 years?
I don't know. He was in the army. He served.
Like, he created the Invictus Games. Because no one gave a shit about veterans. No.
And this is the thing, like, talking about the royal family generally, do you think it's outdated? Is it an institution that can exist? Do you have opinions on it?
Before all this came out, I wasn't a fan of the royal family. I just got it. Like, they were just there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're there. They make money. They're tourism. Everyone goes to see Buckingham Palace. Prince William seems like a decent guy. Like, Prince William and Harry seem like... Prince William does a lot of good stuff. I'm sure there's behind the scenes and whatnot, but Prince William does a lot of good stuff. Let's face it, so does Harry. I think those two seem like they got their heads screwed on.
I think you could argue that in the public eye, all of the royal family do some very good stuff.
They're also defending a paedophile, Prince Andrew.
That is very... Yeah, yeah. That's the other side of it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're all... And what's to say, is that not just a done thing? Where, like, oh, we're the royals, we can shag what we want.
I think what they did with him was publicly... They came out and they had to deny it for their family. But privately, I would assume they just... He's gone.
Mate, it's the Queen's son. You think she's just going to be like, right, that's it, you're cut off. Yeah, but would your mum? This sort of this maternal love.
That is a good point. We do forget it's actually a family.
It is sometimes hard to recognise
it. Is it a family?
Are they all serpents?
Are they all aliens?
Lizard people.
Yeah.
Wait, there are like...
They are all incest, aren't they?
They're all incest, correct. Correct. Mate, they all willingly do incest and have done for years, mate. It's only recently changed.
And that all came out...
Why they wanted to do incest? What colour did they want to all keep the skin? And that's what I'm saying. I think there could be an element of that's why all this is kicked off. Because have they, the older ones, always been just a bit racist?
Oh.
They've gone through wars.
The Mountbattens were like best mates of Hitler, weren't they?
Well, if you've gone through wars where you're literally fighting other races, other fucking countries, how can you... I don't know, it must be difficult to transition into now, oh yeah, let's all accept and...
It's like that stigma
know,
that...
Yeah, it's mental. Yeah,
old people still like have that thing against Germans. Like naturally, like you speak to an older person, then they're not a fan of Germans, obviously because they had to live through the war. Like, is that the same for? Even though I can't even believe like we're making this comparison between like Nazis and people that aren't white, but it is that sort of thing where maybe back in the day to them, anyone that wasn't white is not a good person. So like, are they just still living in that mindset?
Yeah, when you have like deep set beliefs, it's like you can look at anything. A lot of people, all of us from like kids, have had belief systems that are, like, we literally live our lives by, don't even realise it, that we can't imagine living without. Like, someone challenges that, it's like, it's so deep-rooted into you.
We're lucky that we've been raised and educated in the correct way. Bearing in mind, like, our beliefs are bought, like, we're pretty good, you know, we see everyone as equal. But if you're raised in like an example, I don't know, the South, the proper South of like Texas, you know, where like there's people there that are raised racist and they don't know anything else.
Yeah, that's the thing.
How can you go and tell, like, you try and educate them, but by that time it's too late. They're already grown up. The only way of combating it is educating from young.
Mental.
Ended on a very deep note today, boys.
This is the freestyle moment where if you've made it this far, guys, firstly, you're going to comment down below, wow, Joe, that jersey you're wearing.
Wow, Joe, you're not looking
fat. So, so gorgeous. Luke, I'd shag yours. That's what you're going to say. As always, remember to follow us on Instagram at Waffling Podcast. Waffling Pod.
Waffling Podcast. Wait, Instagram, Waffling Pod Twitter.
Yeah, can I get access to it?
Yeah, we need to get you access to it. And
also, our new Facebook page, which is Waffling Podcast.
Yeah, Waffling. If you type in Waffling Podcast on Facebook, it will come up. We've got a little competition that we're going to do for it as well. So listen to this, ready?
Okay, so we need to hit 10,000 followers.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do a post, follow the page. Do you like the page?
Don't know how it works. The Facebook page. Like the post that we're going to do saying competition. Share the post and comment on the post.
Yeah.
And
those four things.
If you've done that,
right there.
That's a YouTuber right there.
Once we've hit 10,000 followers, three of you will win some waffling flavoured product.
Correct. Yeah. Hopefully they're going to be these merchandise, like these, you know, these new ones that we're wearing. But basically the reason why we need the 10,000 is so we can monetize it. Because as you know, we've like this podcast, it literally just scrapes the barrel. And then we want this to be our main job now. Like we don't want to have to do a load of extras, like, you know, crap brand deals. I mean, you've seen me do a fair few of crappy brand deals. Jesus. But yeah, basically what we're going to do is absolutely go all ham with this. So please like the Facebook page, give us a thumbs up, comment your favourite part of this podcast, and remember we're on audio platforms. Next time, we'll see you there. Peace.
Toodles.
Bye.